Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a very pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and today we've got a little history for you.
Oh.
We've got some insight into industry trends and a new opportunity for all you gun and shooters.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, gun enthusiasts and shooters. Billy Carter.
I know him.
You know him? Billy Carter, son of Bill Carter.
Yes, Carter's
Country. Carter's Country, yeah, will be joining us, give us an update.
A great success story. I'm going to say something right now, and I will say something later when we introduce Billy, by the way, because you're going to hear like three Carter's Country commercials on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to go, well, oh, guys, gee whiz, guys. Let me tell you something, friends, okay? Carter's Country has been a sponsor of ours for 24 years.
Day one.
This is the first time we have a Carter on the show.
Yeah.
Okay? Because they're a family. They take care of business. They say, you know, their private life and so on. And not that we haven't tried.
Yeah.
You know, and Bill to go, oh, thank you, but you know, so, okay, fine, but you know, it's a wonderful story. They're great people, and that's why we're doing this.
Yeah, since 1961.
Yep, that's how long they've been doing their business.
We're gonna be catching you up. Harold's been traveling. I am back, and we're gonna give you some updates and perspectives.
Are you gonna update on your parts. Update on your boat?
Really more of the trip. I mean, you know, the update on the boat will come later on as things progress. But we've got some interesting news for you as well. So y'all stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. This is Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife. And the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and some friends for the Automotive Reporter. For over 13 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks, bringing you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations. Play the latest programs and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And right at the top, want to wish everyone a very happy National Hunting and Fishing Day, which is today, Saturday, September 24.
Okay.
A whole weekend celebration of fishing and hunting. What's interesting is we have a National Fishing and Hunting Day that really carries over to the weekend, but there are so many that are trying to infringe upon our fishing and hunting and shooting rights.
Lord.
And this just absolutely continues. And it's, you know, it really is sad. And once again,
that's those deplorables in Hillary's basket, right?
Well, sorry. As we move toward November 5th, as we move toward the election, we need to be more vocal. And I'm talking about
And look at these people's history. Don't look at what they're saying
because
they're running for office. And I'm talking the whole slate.
Right.
Look what they've done.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
But we need to be more vocal amongst our friends, encourage them to get out and vote. We are a block. We are a force.
Sure.
And we need to exercise that right. Most of you know that I was not here last week.
Yes.
Took off after the show and headed to the Outer Banks. Actually, made a very quick trip. And this is not an admission of guilt. But from Houston, from my house to the hotel room in north of Jacksonville, Florida, 898 miles in 11 hours. Don't do the math.
You didn't pick up any on the way, did
no,
you?
No, I didn't collect any paper on the way, thank goodness. But then went on up to Georgia, where we had picked up the Miss Ann back in 2007.
Right.
And South Carolina, which I'd never been to.
Pretty, ain't it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, northern South Carolina is the really pretty part, or the coast.
And, and we were heading to the coast. We were actually heading to the Outer Banks, and a place in North Carolina called Winches.
Okay.
Winches.
Winches.
And that's the way they kind of pronounce it, but it's like the Mecca. It's the hub of huge sport fishing boats. Albemarle, Bayless, other manufacturers are there.
Okay.
And we'd drive by these big, huge buildings and see hull 22, 77 foot.
Ooh,
you know,
boy.
Hull 21, 64 foot. You know, and we were visiting with a manufacturer about a new 35 foot catamaran that you're going to be hearing more about as things progress, but it's still a little premature. Went back. Went west through the Smoky Mountains. Had never been through the Smokies.
Ain't that pretty?
They're foothills.
Yeah, but they're pretty
compared to the Rockies.
Sure, of course they are.
Very closed in. Yeah. They have their own beauty.
Yeah,
right. But you give me a choice, honestly. Yeah, I mean Gatlinburg is kind of touristy. Reminds me of Manitou Springs.
Yeah.
But you give me a choice of going to the Rockies or going to the Smokies. I'm going west. The food in the Outer Banks and all the talk about what's going on over there ain't got nothing on Texas,
let me
tell you what.
Okay.
In fact, when we came back, we deviated and we're really looking for some good southern seafood. Okay?
Yeah.
Went to Gulfport. And in 2007, when we brought the Miss Ann back from St. Simon Island, Georgia, we pulled into a storm-ravaged Gulfport Yacht Club. The only thing that was there was a swimming pool. They were operating out of double-wide trailers because the clubhouse, everything was decimated. And we berthed the boat there for a night. Proud to see that the folks in Gulfport have rebuilt a spanking new, beautiful new clubhouse. Fully operational, so good for them. And we ate at a really good restaurant. Going to give the guy a plug. Steve's Marina Restaurant.
Been there.
Have you?
Yeah.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
Very, very good food.
Yep.
And then we came on back and ate in Bridge City at the seafood buffet of seafood buffets.
Okay.
Larry's French Cajun Market there in Groves, actually. And that was Billy, my son's first experience, and got back home. But it was a heck of a trip.
Yeah. Now, how far north in the Carolinas did you get, though?
Almost over the Virginia. We were within, I think, people in Virginia Beach go to Cape Hatteras. Got stuck on Cape Hatteras. Their sand is different than our sand. It's about tire pressure. And so we adjusted and drove on. But Albemarle Bay, there's a sound that's in there. But anybody that watches Wicked Tuna, the Oregon Inlet, my son went nuts because he saw some of the boats that actually are in that show.
Oh, okay.
And pretty neat stuff. But seafood, sand dunes, we got as big on Mustang and Padre Islands.
Right.
Seafood was good, but that's it. Like what we got here on the Gulf Coast.
They did have some good barbecue up there.
Something that amazed me is looking at all the marshes as we're driving up, and I'm going, good Lord, what an estuary, what a nursery. And then in talking to them, the gill netters still operate, and so they just really deplete the redfish, and they list it as a bycatch.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina anglers are only allowed to catch or keep one slot redfish as their creel limit, and but the gill netters that have been removed from Texas years and years ago are still there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, neat trip, and about 3,800 miles in 7 days.
There you go.
Yeah.
When's the new truck coming?
Find out that next week.
Okay. You do tend to put a few miles on your truck.
You just got back from something on Toyota?
And I'll talk about that in the road test thing.
Oh,
I was in Santa Barbara, California, where nobody can afford to live there.
Right.
I'm looking at the magazines, your real estate, you know, 2-bedroom, 1-bath bungalow, $2.6 million and stuff. And then you got to pay the taxes on it.
Sure.
You know, a beautiful area, very chic, but... and then a brief layover in San Francisco on the way back, which fortunately on this trip, everything was on time, which is rare out there, especially the San Francisco airport because of the fog banks. And it can just, I've had more delays and missed flights in the San Francisco airport than every other airport in the United States combined. That's
well,
the way it is.
And
then Denver, of course. And so
the mistake on the prairie.
Yeah, and the so my flight going out there was Houston, Denver, and of course, as typical, because that airport is huge, from one gate to the other to catch my flight into Santa Barbara, I could have walked to Santa Barbara. You know, I mean, and of course, 5,000 feet after I just left Houston, right? But
sure.
Survive that. That's always an adventure, too.
Before we get into the final update from CCA on the Star Tournament, find it interesting that during the International Union for Conservation Nations, the World Congress called on countries to ban all hunting and traditional lead component ammunition. That failed.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw the speeches that Obama made this week at the UN.
I've been away.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was inspiring.
No. But what is inspiring are the winners.
There we go.
We do have winners for the 2016 CCA Star Tournament, and start off with the Star Kids.
Yep, this one, there's a lot of happy parents out there too, friends. The Star Kids Scholarship Division, these kids ages 6 to 10 are vying for $50,000 college scholarships. And the flounder winner, 5-pound, 8-ounce, Mia Guerra, who is 10. Sheepshead, 8-pound, 12-ounce winner, Rylan Bashy. There's a lot of Bashys. I seem to see that name every year. They do get out there, you know?
Right.
Gafftop winner is 6-pound, 5-ounce, Ashton Sumrall. What happened?
I gave you two pages of the same.
Oh, you did?
Yes. No. Stay on this
one. Back. Thank you
there
so
we
much.
Go. Sorry, folks.
That's our filing system.
Now we're back into step.
You're on.
Yes, I'm on. In the Academy Sports and Outdoor Star Teen Scholarship Trout Division, ages 11 to 17, 6-pound minimum, $25,000 scholarship. Dylan Balch, 7-pound, 8-ounce, is the winner for the Upper Coast. Sydney Greaves, 6-pound, 14-ounce, is a Mid-Coast leader. And what's interesting is Dane Maka also caught a 6-pound, 14-ounce as the first runner-up. But Sydney got there first.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, that's disappointing.
And I want to note Captain Alan Sifford's son, Jamie.
Yes.
Second runner-up, 6-pound, 11-ounce. In the Lower Coast, Mitch Lissy is the winner, 7 pounds, 9 ounce.
Star Teen Scholarship Inshore Division, again, 11 to 17, $25,000 college scholarships. Flounder, 5-pound, 8-ounce, Devin Williams. Sheepshead, 10-pound, 2-ounce, Nick Bell. Gaff Top, 6 pound, 5 ounce, Jordan Sandow.
Well, Bill Kenny and I both were wrong on the adult speckled trout division. Oh. We said it was going to be double digit, you know, to be winners. But still some solid fish were caught. Dean Holwin, 9 pound, 9 ounces, your Upper Coast winner. Thad Reichert, 9 pound, 1 ounce, Mid Coast winner. And James Vaughn, also 9 pound, 1 ounce, is the Lower Coast winner.
Okay, Kingfish winner, 62-pound, 13-ouncer, Matthew Bronstein. Dorado, 24-pound, 11-ouncer, Shane Huff. And Ling, 63-pound, 2-ounce, Hunter Reed.
In the adult flounder division, Paul Gregory, 6-pound, 13-ounce flatfish, won that division. Jerry Mills caught a 10-pound, 5-ounce sheep's head to win there. And Gaff Top, Troy Summerall III, 7-pound, 8-ounce, is the winner.
And in the Texas Ford Dealers Redfish Division, they put out 60 tagged redfish. Where you fish, friends, they want you to catch them. It's good PR. This year, only two winners that got the truck, boat, trailer, motor package worth nearly $100,000. And they have got a lot of new friends now. So if you know these folks, call them up and say, hey, take me out in your new boat. Jeff Myers of Houston and Michael Boyer of San Antonio.
Yeah. I called Bill Kenny and pitched him on the idea, since there were three boat, you know, Ford truck, boat, motor, trailer packages, right. Mm-hmm. Giving you one and me one.
There you go.
And I haven't gotten an answer from
right.
him. He's still laughing. So
okay.
So I'm not sure what that means, but it doesn't look good.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road, plus the outdoor report. It's headed your way.
We can only try. America's best-selling truck, 39 years running, is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 39 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them. It's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they will build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 39 years. Ford's F-Series. Built Ford tough. The best in Texas.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs. Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. All right, Harold, what's it been this week? On or off the road?
Well, on the road, and I'll have to explain how this kind of works to the audience. again, out in Santa Barbara, California, test driving the new Toyota Prius Prime, mm-hmm. which actually won't come out until later in the year. And in the automotive event arena, we have what's called embargoes. So they go, you know, at a certain date, you can't talk about the drive impression. You can't talk about the miles per gallon and other things, because they want to make sure that all the press get a fair shot. So they have different waves coming in and different events going on. So I really can't tell you anything till October 3rd. But there's a few things I can tease at. Gorgeous vehicle. I was never a Prius fan as far as the way they look. And this thing is really neat. The front end will knock you out. It's got, when I say quad headlights, that's eight. It's got four on each side. I mean, it's really very cool. A whole new roof line. Very, very interesting vehicle. Gorgeous interior. They've done a wonderful job. I gotta give you a heads up, folks, and we'll be talking about it later. But what's cool is the screen, mm-hmm. The infotainment, etc.
Okay.
I did a Facebook thing going, their new 60-inch screen. Well, not really, but it's 11.6 inches.
Wow.
I mean, just huge.
That's big.
You know, and it's all touch sensitive, and you wave at it, and it comes on, and it does a lot of stuff like your phone. You can swipe things backward and forwards and stuff like that. I mean, they've done an awful lot on this vehicle. And the price will be quite a surprise. And that's all they're going to allow me to say right now. I've got to play by the rules. But get ready to check this out, the 2017 Prius Premium.
It's something else in a vehicle cool. to distract people from paying attention to driving.
Of course.
Don't get me started.
Oh, well, we talked about that before we started the show. Yeah. Yeah, I understand road rage more every day. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're texting, you're smoking, you're drinking. What is on the wheel? How are you controlling the vehicle?
And let me tell you what. I want to apologize to Texas drivers.
Yes.
Because you're all a lot better than they are in the Southeast. Oh, let me tell you. Oh, my goodness. You know. All right.
Yeah.
I guess we're to the outdoor report.
Let's do that.
Let's do something that's kind of fun.
And outdoorsy, okay? Too, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Heading to our power plant lakes, Lake Calaveras, red fishing has been good on crawfish and tilapia along the shoreline. Coletta Creek, 100 degrees at the hot water discharge, 89 in the main lake. But, folks, we got a front coming in.
Yeah.
You know, the end of this weekend and first cool front of the season, and temperatures are going to start down. Black bass to 5.5 pounds have been caught on crankbaits and spinnerbaits in 8 to 10 feet of water. Channel and blue catfish to 7 pounds are good on live perch and cut bait in 8 to 12 feet of water. Amistad Reservoir, catfishing is good on cheese, stink bait, and night crawlers over baited holes. Same thing at Falcon, Brownwood. Black bass are very good on red bug and watermelon red shaky heads with grande bass, baby rattlesnakes, and on topwaters late in the day. White bass are good on little fishies and rattle traps under the lights at night. And channel catfish are good on cut bait over baited holes. Lake Coleman, black bass good on watermelon topwater, soft plastics, and rattle traps. Crappie good on minnows and white tube jigs. Hubbard Creek, black bass are good on yellow magic early and late. Midday switching to Texas rigs, drop shots, rigs, and jigs. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows. Catfish good on night crawlers and live shad.
Okay, now you're always on top of the calendar. Like, this week was the official start of fall.
Yeah, it was Thursday.
When do we fall back?
You know, I was looking at that, and it's in November.
Oh, okay.
And they keep pushing it back because the government thinks that it's a good idea, you know. And I was thinking about something, and I started to mention it to you.
Yeah.
And I'll try to bring it when we're together again.
Oh, thank you, Bob. Our overpaid research department says November 6th. Okay. No, Bob says November 6th. Okay.
Yes, but you can't hear Bob. He's a mystery voice. voice. Okay. All right. Anyway.
Yeah.
In England.
Yes.
Electric cars. Parliament has dropped the, what's it called? The incentive?
Okay.
Okay. And sales have plummeted.
Of course.
Huh?
Of course.
So what do you think is going to happen here if that ever happens?
Well, it'll be a big effect because depending on what state you're in, those deals can save you up at $9,000.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll affect it. You betcha.
Right along with wind turbines. Electric turbines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Solar panels.
Sure. Okay. Go ahead.
Here we go. Let's go to East
Texas.
Plenty
of those over in the Southeast, too.
Oh, yeah, but not as many as we have.
Yeah.
You realize Texas is number one in wind power in the nation.
In wind power. But yeah. I saw fields of solar panels.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
We're getting them. Anyway,
East Texas lakes.
Here's one. Caddo is in East Texas. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Conroe, black bass are good on watermelon, blue flake, soft plastics, and small spinnerbaits. Fork, black bass are good on white buzz baits, hollow body frogs, and football jigs. White and yellow bass are good on minnows. Crappie are good on minnows and chartreuse jigs. Lake of the Pines. Black bass are good on buzz frogs, buzz baits, Texas rigged craws. White bass are good on slabs and topwaters. Crappie are good on minnows. Livingston, black bass are good on watermelon soft plastic, spinnerbaits, rattle traps. Striped bass are very good on silver striper jigs and rattle traps. Sam Rayburn, black bass are good on watermelon soft plastic worms with chartreuse tails and on white chartreuse spinnerbaits. White bass are good on silver spoons and chartreuse spinnerbaits off points. Crappie are good on minnows and white tube jigs. Brim are good on night crawlers. Toledo Bend, crappie are good on minnows and white tube jigs. Athens, black bass are good on topwaters, spinnerbaits, and Texas rigged worms. Crappie are good on minnows, Bastrop. Black bass are good on topwaters and on watermelon crankbaits and soft plastics. Belton, black bass are good on pumpkin seed crankbaits and rattle traps over grass. Crappie are good on minnows. I got choked up there. Palestine, black bass are good on topwaters and Texas rigged creature baits. Richland Chambers, black bass are good on Texas rigged craws, buzz baits, and topwaters. Tewakinee, black bass are good on hollow body frogs, bladed jigs, and Texas rigged RI beavers. White bass are good on slabs and minnows. Texoma, black bass are good on topwaters, medium diving crankbaits, and soft plastic jerkbaits. Striped bass are good on slabs. Whitney, crappie are good on minnows. Catfish are good on minnows and night crawlers. Let's go to Central Texas, Big Lake Buchanan. Striped bass are good on plastic swim baits and drifting live bait at first light. Crappie are good on chartreuse tube jigs and live minnows. Channel cats are good on minnows and dip bait. Yellow and blue cats are very good on goldfish and perch up river. Canyon. Black bass are good on watermelon rattle traps, JDC skipping pops, pop R's over grass along ledges. Smallmouth bass are good on watermelon red JDC grubs, topwaters and craws at daylight. LBJ, black bass are good on watermelon red wacky sticks, chartreuse curbs jigs, and pumpkin seed tubes in 8 to 15 feet of water early. Crappie are good on chartreuse tube jigs and live minnows over brush piles. Travis, black bass are good on chartreuse topwaters, soft plastic worms and lizards, and smoked grubs in 10 to 20 feet of water.
On the coast, we can talk about what was, but really what we should talk about is what will be.
Ooh.
And because of the front that's coming in with the north wind blows, there is a change that is coming, folks. And that means water levels will drop. Bait and fish will be blown out of the marshes.
Mm-hmm.
Good setup, particularly over in Calcasieu, as well as Sabine, will be to set up around the mouths of drains. Look for bird activity to increase from Calcasieu, Sabine, Trinity, West Galveston, on down to East and West Matagorda in the coming days and weeks ahead as we move into traditional fall fishing. Look for schools of redfish along shorelines where they've been taking place. On Sabine, O-Reliable Captain Randy Foreman said redfish are schooling in the south portion of the lake. Over the reefs, trout mixed in, good redfish mid-lake with schools in 7 feet of water. Louisiana shoreline holding great numbers of redfish keen on mullet. Trout fishing has been good, drifting shell in 3 to 6 feet. Trout to 3 pounds, also birds working in the evening on an outgoing tide. Lots of trout and redfish mixed in. Mid-coast area, Cedar Bayou continues to be hot. Captain Nathan Bebout said the south shoreline of San Antonio Bay, Ayers, and Mesquite continue to be really good. And as good as it's been, that will continue to heat up. Back behind St. Joe Island, look for a reverse of what happened in the spring as fishers start working their way toward Allen's Bight and the Lydia Ann Channel. Behind Mustang Island, you've got the boat hole, as well as many of the channels and grass flats around Shamrock that are starting to heat up. Peta Island on southward along the King Ranch shoreline, mouth of Baffin Bay has been very good. Land cut has been good all summer and continues. Port Mansfield to Port Isabel, fish the sand pockets over grass beds, and South Bay also has some good trout, redfish, puppy drum, and snook.
Okay.
All right.
Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and hunting times this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, are rated as best days. Monday plunges to poor. Tuesday rebounds to fair. Wednesday through next Saturday are a string of good days. Next Sunday is another best day. This weekend, look for game to be most active from before sunrise until late morning. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early morning until early afternoon. By Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be actively feeding from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period will occur from either side of the noon hour until late afternoon. On Friday, September 30, we will have a new moon on the coast this weekend. Saturday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. This Sunday through next Sunday are a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two lows each day.
All right. The smell of gunpowder can be smelled now across the entire Lone Star State. Dove season through November 13th in the North Zone, through November 6th in the Central Zone. Javelina season in the South Zone through February 26th. The special white-winged dove area and South Zone opened September 23rd in the special white-winged dove area will run through November 9th. And through November 13 in the South Zone. This Sunday, the early teal and Canada goose season in the Eastern Zone will expire. Pronghorn antelope season by permit only. Coming up, whitetail deer season, archery only. Statewide, same thing for mule deer, same thing for Rio Grande turkey. Harold, get ready.
Yes.
Squirrel season.
October 1st.
February 26th. and the javelina season in the North Zone, October 1 through February 26th. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue talking hunting, shooting with Billy Carter from Carter's Country right after this.
When it comes to rifle scopes, you get the most for your money with the all-new Zeiss Terra. When it comes to buying Zeiss, you get the most for your money at Carter's Country. The Zeiss Terra is the first mid-price rifle scope built to live up to Zeiss standards. All Zeiss Terra scopes feature one-piece construction, hard anodized surfaces, fully multi-coated lenses, and finger-adjustable windage and elevation, plus glass-smooth magnification adjustment with no change in eye relief. Carter's Country carries a wide selection, including the always popular 3-9, the 3-9x50, and the Reach Out and Touch Something 4x12x50 with a big light gathering 50mm objective. All Zeiss Terra scopes carry a lifetime transferable warranty for the absolute best optical value for your money. Look no further than Zeiss Terra and Carter's Country. With four great locations in the greater Houston area, Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And yes, it is that time, folks. Group participation. Everybody gather around the radio and join Harold and say...
I love saying this, too. Hey, Port A.
That's Port Aransas on Mustang Island, surrounded by pristine bays, estuaries, and the deep blue waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Port A is truly the fishing capital of Texas. Come fish, golf, and play Texas Island style. I tell you what, right now, the promotion for Port A, locals love this time of year.
Oh, boy.
Hey, no crowd, no wait for restaurant tables at great restaurants.
Snowbirds haven't flown down
yet. They have not come down yet. You can have the island to yourself, and fishing is phenomenal. You can get information at their website at portaransas.org, or if you need additional help, great staff. Give them a call at 1-800-45-COAST, and when you call, be sure and say,
"Hey, Port A."
They love it.
They do.
All right.
Absolutely. Well, friends, and I said this at the start of the show, and I'll say it again, because you're going to hear Carter's Country commercials today on our program, and somebody goes, "Oh, you got a Carter on your show. You're kind of sucking up, aren't you?" Well, friends, they knew them before the show ever started, in fact, but they've been sponsors of ours for 24 years, and this is the first time we've had a Carter on the show.
Yeah.
And it's Billy Carter. And Billy, what the hell took you so long?
Wait for a good invite, sir, I guess.
You know, and it's such a wonderful story, and I said at the head of the show, too, you guys, here's business and then family, and family is private, and you guys, you know, the way you handle your lives, but I've been proud to know you all for so long. It is a family operation. You know, Lori, your sister signs the checks, Bill, the patriarch, but we all know that your mama really runs everything, doesn't she?
Absolutely, sir.
Hey, Billy, got a question. Every week we talk about y'all being straight shooting since 1961.
Mm-hmm.
How did that start for your dad? Give us a little quick background.
Well, basically speaking, he started building custom guns in his garage back in the 60s, you know, early 60s, and he used to go to a shooting facility over pretty close to where we are right here in Spring. And finally, I think in 1964, the guy who owned the place, you know, just said, "Mr. Carter, why don't you just go and buy this place for me? That way I can go ahead and go do other things in my life." And that's kind of how it got started. You know, we were there at that first shooting facility for about 5 years, and then, you know, moving over here to the current facility we're at now, and then, you know, just started, you know, rolling up the ladder with the retail. You know, right now we're celebrating our 55th year this month, of being in business.
Well, it's an amazing story, and I know you guys have been named by National Shooting Sports Foundation probably more than once, but as the number one firearms retailer, non-box store, meaning like a Walmart or whatever, you know, in the nation. It's been quite a story. And Bill, your dad, I mean, very much of an innovator, and people probably don't realize how regulated firearms retailing is and the massive, massive amount of paperwork and stuff you guys have to go through. But you all, weren't you the first ones to computerize a lot of that stuff?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we were. It's been several years back. We were one of the first ones with an actual ATF approved computer system, you know, for keeping up with gun sales and so forth and so on. And that's been a continual, you know, uphill climb along the way too, trying to keep it like one step ahead of the paperwork requirements for the ATF.
Well, you know, you having grown up in and around the business, from your perspective, what's two or three of the biggest changes that you've seen in your lifetime in that industry beyond the computerization?
Oh, I think it's just more the evolution of the guns themselves and the individual products themselves. I mean, we've come so far in, you know, and so many things are so much better than what they used to be a long time ago. You know, just the sheer quality of like the actual products that they use. It's really not one thing in particular, but, you know, the whole market in general has come a long ways.
All right. Well, that evolution is a great point to take a break, and we're up against the mid-portion of the program. So, Billy, if you would, hold on. Folks, when we come back, we're going to tell you about a continued evolution at Carter's Country right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Texas continues to grow. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Capital Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. But the job is far from over. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Today and tomorrow, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike Forage Oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike Forage Oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike Forage Oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike Forage Oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at plotspike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
Well, hunting seasons are upon us, friends, and of course, one thing you have to have is ammunition, and over at Carter's Country, they got everything you need for pistol, rifle, and shotgun from the folks at Federal, and of course, the real value price stuff is the estate shotgun shells. Check those out and load up while you're at it, but what's really going on right now that's exciting is we're in the last big week of their free finance sale, so everything that's over $500, you're looking at 12 months free interest, and 6 months free interest purchases under $500, so that means, you know, you've been wanting that weather. Well, right now, they got the Vanguard Select, the newest Vanguard in calibers 270 and 30-06, only $499.97. That comes out to $41.66 a month, okay? Shotgun, step up to a Beretta, the A300 Outlander, 12-gauge, fantastic, fantastic firearm, $799.97. But that breaks down to $66.66 a month. Now, they got over 20,000 makes and models in their stores, rebates on a lot of famous brands. It's just fun to shop. And then, of course, we're going to tell you a new way to shop, too, shortly on this. But it's the place to go. There's 4 locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, as we said earlier, straight shooting since 1961. And our guest, of course, is Billy Carter. And people, for some time, you know, asked me, Harold, you know, gee, what are you investing in now? And I said, oh, you mean like stocks and bonds? Said, yeah. And I said, no, ammunition. how are those ammo sales, Billy?
Pretty crazy these days,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
We're we're finally getting stocking levels back where they had been for over 30 years now.
Oh, yeah. It's an amazing situation. Bill alluded to it, though. You guys got something new. I mean, it is the cyber age.
Yeah.
So there's a new website, right?
Absolutely. We finally stepped in the 21st century with carcentry.com.
Well, tell us a little bit about it. I mean, we've got the four locations, you know, the Treswick location where I took my concealed carry, you know, got my concealed carry permit.
Right.
The one on South Shaver, Willcrest and Southwest Freeway and Katy Freeway. But I know a lot of you listeners out there are going, but I don't live in the greater Houston area.
Right.
Billy, Carter's Country has come to the masses now. As easy as going to the computer at carterscountry.net, correct?
Either .net or .com, whichever one, sir.
Right, okay.
But, well, it's very simple now. I mean, you know, we're able to sell guns online. You have an option to pick them up at one of our convenient located stores, or we can actually ship the guns to another federal firearms license holder for you, whichever is more convenient.
Well, accessories and ammo, that's something that y'all are extremely competitive price-wise and the, you know, mm-hmm. special offers that we always mention.
Right.
That's something that you can ship direct to the buyer, right?
Correct. Any orders over $100 right now, it's free shipping and go direct to the customer there again, or if it's more convenient to pick them up at the store level, it's free shipping to our store for pickup there too.
Okay, Billy, but if I'm looking at, let's say, your ad, which also people can go online and find out all the weekly specials and so on, and so I'm looking at, let's say, that wonderful, you know, brick of Remington 522 long rifles at $29.95 a box or something, can I get that price, and if I buy enough boxes where it's over $100, you'll ship it to me?
Yes, sir, we do. Yes, we can.
Ooh.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, it is.
You know, every time I go into my home store, my home Carter's Country, mm-hmm. the one on the Katy Freeway,
right.
I go in, and what always impresses me is not only the level of expertise of the people behind the counter,
mm-hmm.
you know, that can help me make good firearm selections,
right.
ammunition selections.
Well, let me interject, too. They're like family. You've got some people like Roger, who has, I think, 112 now, that have been with you guys forever, right?
Close. We've got several people like Roger that 112 years old.
but where I'm going with yeah. my thought
right.
was all the accessories and I mean the safes. You know, you mm. and I both got safes.
You know who delivered my safe?
Who?
Billy Carter.
Did he really?
Yeah, that's right.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, but that is the expertise, and that's the point. You go to a lot of these big box stores, and you're getting some, you know, 18-year-old pimple face who has no earthly idea. But also, something we want to mention, too, I mean, you guys have always had the best prices on new stuff. And I got to compliment you where, you know, a short time back, and it's cyclical because of politics, when everybody's, you know, wanting $3,000 for an AR, you guys were still charging, you know, your regular prices. I know you only went up maybe $100 on some because that's the manufacturers did that. You know, you didn't do
right.
it.
The distributors went up some, so we had kind of fall.
Yeah, no, and that's understandable, but it's always been, you know, really fair. But also what folks need to know, too, is you guys have a heck of a selection of used firearms, don't you?
Yes, sir. We have all the used guns are on our online website right now.
Mm.
So if you have any questions about them, all the store numbers are listed with them, so you can call us. We can check availability for you, so forth and so on.
I have a left-handed, left-eye dominant son. Special orders is where I'm going with this, Billy. I mean, you know, as a right-handed shooter, we can go in and we've got a big selection.
Right.
But if we find something that we really want, how about special orders?
You know, no problem whatsoever. There again, the online that we're using right now is an actual, like our big warehouse in Louisiana. You know, that particular distributorship has, you know, hundreds of thousands of products on hand, and you know, they will stock a lot of left-hand stuff that I will never stock. So we'll be able to order online for you right through there.
That's great. Yeah, because it's still business, and the more things stay on your shelves, the more unhappy that obviously, you know, retailers get. Right now, what's hot? I mean, the AR market, is that still pretty big for you guys?
Yeah, the AR market's pretty good. Probably the hottest thing that's really hit this industry in the past, you know, say year and a half or two, is just distance shooting.
Oh.
You know, really, like the Ruger, you know, Ruger Precision Rifle has been just a godsend for the Astro Gun industry. It's really brought a lot of people into the new arena of shooting, basically speaking.
Well, and speaking of shooting, too, that Treshwig facility, of course, has been there forever. But you guys have skeet. Do you have sporting clays?
No, we have trap and skeet.
Trap skeet, okay.
Complete rifle pistol shooting facility.
Yeah, and your rifle range goes out to what?
Up to 100 yards.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so it's all right there. And you have these things, too, where you have events where people can try before they buy, right?
From time to time, yes, sir, we do.
Yeah. So it's really kind of cool. It's all right there, and the storage is huge.
Yeah. How about instruction for someone that wants to take up shooting? We know there's a lot of women out there that are looking for good professional hands-on instruction. Are those that want to, you know, situational type shooting? What opportunities do you all have for instruction?
We have a couple of different ladies who work through us as far as we'll meet women out here and or new people to the gun industry, basically speaking, not just women, and take them out, get them a hands-on instruction on the range as far as, first off, a good safety briefing, and then second off, they'll put some different guns in their hands to see which ones really would be best for them, help them make that decision about what they can and can't handle, which is probably some of the hardest part for women in general as far as dealing with guns and so forth, and then they'll bring them back in the store after they spend time with them on the range shooting and help them make that final choice about what would be the best for them.
Well, and size is a thing, because like Bill's hands, he can hold watermelons very easily in each hand. But me, I have very, very small hands. And I tell people that ask me about, checking out firearms, and I say, well, get over like to Carter's, because you've got such a big selection, and put them in your hand. That's got to be the first thing. You got to be comfortable with it, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you've got to be able to operate the gun, and you've got to be able to hold it correctly. Because if you can't hold it correctly, can't shoot it correctly.
Absolutely. Clock is ticking on us. I know you guys have concealed carry. Does Sister Lori still teach that?
No, sir. She's got other things to do these days.
Okay. Well, it is a family operation, like we tell everybody, and the employees, some have been there just forever. It's just a great deal. So again, Billy, as we say goodbye, what are the websites, again, that folks can go to check out not only Carter's Country Online, the online store, but also, and we don't have time to talk about them now, all of your fabulous hunting operations at the Carter's Country Ranches. What are those sites again?
CarterCountry.com for the basic store information. It would be also, you can, as far as the hunting operation goes, it would be SunBurritoRanch.com and CottonMesa.com also.
Outstanding. Thank you so much for your time, sir. Please tell the family hello for us.
Thanks for having me on, sir.
You betcha. Our guest, Billy Carter, Carter's Country, friends. We're going to take a short break. We shall be back with more Texas Outdoor News.
You get 12 people around a table, and you'll have 24 opinions. That's just the way folks are. We've each got our favorite parks, favorite bars, favorite barbecues, and we're not exactly shy when it comes to our opinions. However, this year, the Texas Auto Writers Association got together at the Texas Truck Rodeo and agreed on not one thing, but several things. The Jeep Grand Cherokee Summit 4x4 is the midsize luxury sport utility of Texas. The Cherokee Trailhawk is the compact SUV of Texas. The Renegade Trailhawk is the compact crossover utility vehicle of Texas. And the Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon Hard Rock is the off-road utility vehicle of Texas. It should be no surprise that all it would take was a few Jeep brand vehicles to impress a table full of Texas auto riders. See the most awarded SUV lineup in Texas at your local Jeep dealer. The Jeep brand lineup has received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV lineup. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the US. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today.
Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. What's coming up, Harold?
Yeah, going to have to run through it pretty quick, too. Okay, September 27th, Wharton Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraiser in Hungerford. For info, 979-533-0607. September 29th, Midland Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraiser in Midland, 432-978-0012. October 1, Pioneer Chapter of the Wild Turkey Federation, their banquet in Detroit, Texas, by the way, 903-389-8450. October 1, San Antonio Chapter of the Mule Deer Foundation, their banquet in San Antonio, 210-608-5049. And go to one of those great events in your brand spanking new Ford truck.
Folks, here's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. When I bought my new Ford truck, I also kept my old one that's still running great with over 385,000 miles. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 39 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Ford trucks have once again been voted the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. Roomy, stylish, great attention to detail with a variety of power options are all reasons Ford F-Series continues to set the standard by which all others are compared. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 Best in Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Yeah, then take that truck over to Carter's Country to load up right now. We mentioned earlier that Ruger Precision Rifle. I've rung these out. Mind-blowing, friends. You can really reach out there and touch them. And 243, the new 6.5 Creedmoor, and 308 Winchester, $11.99, and that is super cheap for a precision rifle like this. But that comes down to only $99.99 a month because right now you got the 12-month free finance sale going on. Concealed carry, Colt, it was a fabulous pistol early on. They brought it back. The Mustang Pocket Light in 380 caliber, $559, but only $46 and change a month for that one. Scopes, check these out. The Zeiss Terra, 3-9x42. That's the Texas special, friends. It's a sale price, too. It's only $239.97, but you get 6 months free financing on that. Check it all out. No down payment. They pay the interest. 12 months to pay on anything over $500. All four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area has that going on right now. They've been doing it right since 1961. Do check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. You won't be far away from our stations. We're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.